Commence a we commence a second class on the Holy Spirit, and so it's just like I have mentioned to you, I'm going to show you another video, and I hope that when you go home you don't watch any kind of this kind of videos. It's quite demonic, you know? And the reason I show you during the NYTS is because you've been praying for like a whole week already, right? And when you be able to watch it, I'm sure that the Holy Spirit can truly, you know, give you a clear mind and protect you from the evil one. But if you're at home by yourself in your room, don't watch this kind of video. Because really, when you watch it, you can feel the demonic that's, you know, that coming from the people that supposedly receive the Holy Spirit. So once again, you know, I'm doing my disclaimer right now. Don't watch it when you're by yourself at home, or don't watch it at all. Because there's a lot of demonic working spirits inside all these videos, okay? So, yes? Yes, the same thing with scary movies. Don't watch scary movies. But the first one I showed was Sister Jessica receiving the Holy Spirit. And this one is Brother Isaac is receiving the Holy Spirit. It's a different church altogether. It's not the same church, right? You can see that, you know, I mean, when I watch this video, I feel very sad for them, you know, because this Brother Isaac is suffering from, you know, demon possessions. And at the same time, they have no idea. But you can see in his mouth, he was foaming too, right? And I mean, and you can see the other people around them, actually, they are not fake. They're not fake in the whole situation, right? Because evil spirit jump from one person to the others. So that's why you can see when this evil spirit work in Isaac, then the evil spirit work also those who are around him too. So actually in reality it's very sad. Right? It's very sad. Because a lot of churches receive this kind of evil spirit, this spirit of error, but they do not know it. Or they don't know it. And because of this, you know, for us, we really must focus by go out and preach the gospel. And to win more souls for our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you think about other churches, for me, I'm sure that they do not have the promised Holy Spirit. Of course, there's some churches that are moved by the Holy Spirit. We also can talk about that later. Right? They are moved by the Holy Spirit to, you know, for example, to write hymns or to do good things. But to receive the promised Holy Spirit to speak in tongue, that's another story. So that's why, I mean, for us as TJC members, we really must build our foundation on the basic doctrine that you and I have. Because if we go astray from these doctrines, and then we become like this, or we become like this. So that's why we must be very careful. So there's a question here, before I go more in class, there's a question here. Can someone who has the Holy Spirit and has been baptized be controlled by evil spirit? What do you guys think? Can someone who has the Holy Spirit and has been baptized by be controlled by evil spirit? What do you guys think? Okay, why would you think that they can be controlled by evil spirit? Sister, you say yes, right? Why do you think? Okay, how can they leave room inside the hearts for? Is what? I'm sorry? Okay. Actually, yes, even though you and I are baptized, but if we commit sin against God, when we commit sin against God, then we give a foothold for Satan to come inside of us. I remember one NYTS at Baldwin Park Church. There's one of the sisters. She received the Holy Spirit. She's baptized. She received the Holy Spirit. And during one of the prayer, all of a sudden, as A1 prayer, and the evil spirit just went into her and just like, and knocked her to the ground. And it's like there's almost 200 people during that time. And every students, everybody who were praying in the Holy Spirit, when we heard that noise, we know it's demonic because it keeps smacking her to the ground. And then during the time the ministers tried to cast out the evil spirit, and she was laughing at us. Or she was laughing at us. And we didn't understand why. Like, why is she laughing at us, right, when we try to cast out evil spirit? So during this time, we tried to figure out why the evil spirit went into her. And then, you know, as we, you know, talked to her, and as we tried to see what's going on in her lives, and she told us that she's a very proud person. Right? She's a very proud person. So when she was testifying, during one of the testimony, and she just felt so proud, right, that she'd be able to testify and everybody, you know, like her testimony. So she felt so proud, and then Satan pretty much jumped right into inside of her. And pride was her problem all along. But during that NYTS, pretty much she leave this foothold for Satan, and Satan went right inside of her. So because of this, we counsel her, we ask her, like, you know, to repent and to really ask God, to get her, to pretty much give the strength to overcome her pride. So little by little, she'd be able to overcome her pride. And then I remember the time one of the ministers was trying to cast out evil spirit out from her, and she just ran out of the, while we were praying, she just ran out, right? And then the minister followed her, and he was following her, and then she was, if you know Bond Park Church, there's an office right inside the chapel, and there's a copier machine there. And she was hiding behind the copy machine, so scared, right? So scared. Why? Because during that time, she already, you know, tried to get rid of the pride inside her heart. Because of this, Satan has no foothold. So that's why the evil spirit was so afraid of the God's worker. So that's why she was hiding behind the copy machine. And then the ministers cast it out and just went out just like that. But of course, when it goes out, it doesn't mean it's never going to come back again, right? Because the minute that pride come into her heart again, then evil spirit going to come into her heart again. And one at NYTS, the same thing, one of the sisters, I forgot already. But when we walked toward that brother or sister during NYTS, as he or she prayed, and when we go next to her, she prayed in the Holy Spirit tongue. But when we get away from her, she prayed in evil tongue. Yeah. Why? Because that members have sinned against God. And even one of the brothers, one of the ministers was praying, and he wanted to lay a hand on him. And as he walked toward, and then he just feel that the Holy Spirit tried to stop him. And then he continued to go toward that brother, and all of a sudden, when he lay hands on that brother, he feel this horn sticking out of his head. So the minister went like this, but he cannot put his hand down, right? Because there's something in between his hand and the brother's head. So that's why it's very important that even though you and I are baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit, we cannot sin against God. When we sin against God, we give a foothold to Satan. But of course, sometimes we think that, you know, I still have the Holy Spirit, but you check. Of course, sometimes it's habitual, right? When you pray and you feel you still have the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, ministers have reported that sometimes we lay hands on a brother and sister, your head is ice cold. You know what that means when your head is ice cold, right? Most of the true seekers we lay hands to, they also are very cold because there's no spirit inside of them. But some brother and sister, when you lay hands on them, you feel this power is going through you. And sometimes you feel the power is going, you know, from them going through you, going to you. Why? Because they are filled with God, Holy Spirit. So that's why, of course, you and I think that we can fool God, but God knows, right? So that's why the most important thing is that you have to repent. Repent is very important. So don't pretend that if we know that the Holy Spirit have left us, don't pretend it's still there. That's not a good thing. But rather, repent and ask God forgiveness so God can fill us with God's, you know, with His Holy Spirit. Okay? So it's very important, especially toward the end days. Because those of us who are baptized, receive Holy Spirit, those are the people that Satan wants to destroy the most. So we must be very careful. And then there's another question. Are some evil spirits stronger than others? Yes. See, evil spirits, they have all different kind of characteristics. One time a minister was preaching, all of a sudden he see a lot of brothers and sisters in the back falling asleep. And then he God opened his eyes, he saw this evil spirit. Right? This is a sleeping spirit. He come by the brothers and sisters in the back, just tap them and they fall asleep. Tap them, they fall asleep. So he must be a sleeping spirit. So of course for me, I experienced many different kind of evil spirit. And during one of the NYTS, the NYTS was really, really, really bad. Because so many brothers and sisters experienced evil spirit during that time. Even one of the evil spirit pretend to be Sister Cho, right? Pastor Raymond's mother, right? Pretend to be her and talking to one of the sisters, but it wasn't her, it was the evil spirit. And then that night, because after the evening prayer, a lot of brothers and sisters feel this cold chills going through the whole, you know, the whole chapel. And they feel that evil spirit is going through the whole, you know, going through the whole area. So we knew that actually evil spirit really, you know, manifests very strongly during that time, because then after we realized the church in that year had a lot of division, fighting, arguing, even during Holy Communion, they would scream and yell at one another. So no wonder there's so many evil spirits during that time. So, and then for me, I'm very sensitive to evil spirits. So when I went to bed and I just can feel them all around the room, I'm like, oh no, I really don't want to go to sleep, right? Because I know if I feel them like that, it means they're going to bother me. So during time, I'm doing push-up, doing sit-up, try to stay awake. But of course, I got so tired, so I tried to wake myself up, try not to sleep. And then, as I fell asleep, one of the evil spirits came and just shook me, right? Shook me like this. And he was a funny evil spirit, right? He was a funny evil spirit. And when he shook me, and I just said, hey, cut it out, right? And I just cast him, and he's gone. Then the other one, you know, is a little bit stronger than the first one. But the last one, I think I experienced 6 or 7 evil spirits at that time. The last one, he was really, really powerful. That last one, the minute that I felt him, he just grabbed his arms, right, spiritually speaking. Right? He grabbed his arms and took me to a different realm. And that place is Hades, is hell. Because it was full of darkness. And all I heard during that time was women and children screaming. And this kind of scream I never heard before in my life. This kind of scream was so tormented. It's so, you know, it's just a person that feels so much pain, and that's the way they scream. So during the time I thought I was going to die, because everything is full of darkness and Satan took a hold of my soul and my spirit. Then I tried to cast it out. In the name of Jesus, I cannot cast it out. I cannot cast it out. At the time, I became like, I can't believe it. Why I can't cast him out? And then I feel like, wow, my hope is gone. Then all of a sudden, in the corner of my eyes, I saw there's a light. And this light become brighter and brighter. And all of a sudden, this light become so bright. And then I came back to my body. I really praise and thank God. And so to answer this question, yes, there's many different kinds of evil spirit. For example, when Paul was preaching, and there's a servant girl, right? She was possessed by evil spirit, right? What kind of spirit was that? Huh? What kind of spirit was that? Paul said already, right? That his spirit keep talking, right? And what did he say? She's like an annoying spirit, right? She just annoyed them, right? You are the most, you know, you are the servant, the most high God, isn't that, right? It seems like what she's saying is very, you know, is very nice. But I see she just keeps saying sin, and then she's annoyed him, and she just casts her out, right? Or casts evil spirit out of her. Actually, there's all different kinds of evil spirit. I'll tell you one more. And there's a testimony about this sister. Because during the time the church was very calm and everything like that. So one of the sisters called the minister and said, oh, I'm very sick. Please come to pray for me. So the minister called brothers and sisters and came to church and prayed for her. Then during the prayer, she said, oh, I'm fine. Thank you so much. I'm fine. Then everybody went home. Then a couple hours, she called back again.
Say, I'm really sick, please come to pray for me, this and that, right? And then during the prayer, she said, oh, I'm fine, thank you. So everybody went home. Then she called again. And then the minister said, there's something wrong with this sister, right? There's something wrong. Actually, and then he realized, actually, she has the evil spirit. And this evil spirit is the annoying evil spirit. Not anointed, right? But annoying, right? So during that time, he said, oh, you have the evil spirit inside of you. So he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, before saying the name of Jesus Christ, it cast out. The evil spirit said, no, 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 don't cast me out. Don't cast me out. Just give me $1. If you give me $1, I will go out. You know, evil spirit, what they can use with the money? $1, right? But the minister said, no, I'm going to cash out. He said, no, 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 just give me 50 cents. If you give me 50 cents, I will go out. Then got down to the point that, just give me 5 cents. If you give my 5 cents, I will go out. And why? I mean, you can just give the evil spirit 5 cents and you go out. Why didn't the minister do that? Of course, it's not about the 5 cents, right? But he wants to have control, right? He wants to have control over the situation. But the minister said, name Jesus Christ, I cash out, then he's gone. So there's all different kind of evil spirit. Okay? Any other question pertaining to this? Oh, yes. 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 There's a distressing evil spirit, right? Just like Saul, right? You know Saul has a distressing evil spirit, right? And distressing, this means actually you always feel very sad. You always feel very lonely, right? So sisters, I know some of you, sometimes you're sad, so it doesn't mean you possess the evil spirit, right? But quite often and that's why, like, for a Christian, we should not have, like, depression. Right? We should not have depression. Of course, you can be sad, but you cannot be sad for, like, a whole year. There's something wrong with that, right? Of course, sometimes it's chemical imbalance in our brain, but quite often it's also evil spirits working inside of us. Inside of us. So that's why, you know, when you can see when the distressing spirit come upon Saul, and then what? Then David had to go there and play him some music, right? So to calm him down, to soothe him, things like that. So there's all different kind of evil spirit. So that's why, you know, whatever weaknesses we have, and that's the evil spirit, will be the spirit that bothers the most. For brothers, you know that, of course, there's evil spirit, sex evil spirit. Right? So that's why you have to be very careful. Right? But for sisters, more emotional kind of stuff, that evil spirit, just, you know, loneliness, right? And that kind of void, that kind of emptiness inside your heart. So Satan has all kind of demonic characteristic that fit just for us, our weaknesses. Okay. Yes, brother. A fake, like F-A-K-E, like fake? Yes. Of course, there's no such thing as fake Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes. Yes, there's the spirit of error, the evil spirit. And evil spirit, what is the number of Satan? 666, right? And the number of God is 7, right? And why the number of Satan is not just 6? Why 666? Yes, because he wants to be 7. Because the closest thing, you can go 666666 to the million power, you can never be 7, right? So for him, 666 is the closest thing to being 7, but he can never be 7. So that's why even with spirit, some members who speak in tongue, and sometimes their tongue is not the same as the Holy Spirit tongue. But of course, need a lot of experience. And some minister, they can just hear you pray, and they know, that's evil spirit. This evil spirit. And one of the ministers, I was, during the time we were in Africa, and when we pray at nighttime, there's no lights. There's no lights, anything like that. And there's about 30 of us praying together. Then when we got up and laid hands, he told me, that person has the evil spirit. I say, what person are you talking about? I can't even see her. And it's completely dark. He said, no, that person right there. Because when she spoke in tongue, her tongue is different than the rest of the tongue that our brothers and sisters speak. So don't think that, oh, when I speak in tongue, right, in tongue. But of course, if you're a minister for many years, you can hear the tongue, the different tongues. Why? Because we also hear other Christians who come to our church also speak in tongue. Actually, their tongue is very different from us. Okay? Is there a second part of that? Is that it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Remember yesterday we talked about Samson, right? Samson. Did you guys look at Samson? Even though God's power came upon him, right? Even though God's strength came upon him, but he lived a life of sin. So when he was born, and right after he was born, what did he do? What did he do? Did you guys go to check that out yesterday when I asked you to? No? Yes? What did he do? Yes. Look, in chapter 13, let's turn to the book of Judges, chapter 13. The book of Judges, chapter 13. Chapter 13, you can see in verse 24 and verse 25. So the woman bore a son and called his name Samson, and his child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Remember, right, quite often we think that, you know, when God bless us, it's, you know, we always make into a very positive things. But not always like this. Why do I say that? Because sometimes, for example, if God bless us with a very beautiful house, and because of this beautiful house, then what do? We so busy, you know, buying furniture for a house, right? Doing decoration into the house, and we have no time to pray. We have no time to come to church. Is this become a blessing? No, it become a curse. So that's why here God bless Samson, right? To be so strong, right? To grow in stature and to be strong. But he used his strength in a very evil way. So that's why for him, I mean, why was he able to go to, you know, Timnah, to the Philistine? Because he is not afraid. You understand? He's not afraid. And not being afraid, this is his downfall. Why? Because he's very powerful. He's very strong. But God gave him this strength, hoping that he used his strength for the right reason. But he did not. So he went, first he went to Timnah, right? And then he saw the daughter of the Philistine. And then he pretty much, you know, so look at chapter 14, verse 2. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistine. Now therefore get her for me as a wife. Look at him, right? You think he respects his parents? No, he's like, I saw a woman, and take her as my wife. That's it, right? And the way he speaks to his parents, very disrespectful. And of course, you know, during that time, they should honor your mother and your father. But the way he speaks to them, for sure, he has no respect for them. And then he also, and then he went to the Philistine, right? And then what kind of vineyard place did he go through? Yes, he went to a vineyard, right? I told you the answer by accident, right? He went through a vineyard. Should he go on through a vineyard? No, why? Yes, because he was a Nazarite, right? And a Nazarite, he should not go, you know, toward the vineyard, because the vineyard is what? Where grapes are being grown? And that's, you know, and of course, maybe it's not wine yet, or it's not vinegar yet, but still, he put himself in this kind of situation. So when he went through the vineyard, was his parents with him? Huh? No. It's interesting, right? Actually, they went together, but his parents are not with him because his parents did not walk through the vineyard. But he did. So because he walked through the vineyard, what happened? What happened? What happened while he was walking through the vineyard? Yes, the lion attacked him. Who do you think this lion represents? Of course, the evil one, right? So that's why quite often when you and I play with sin, and Satan, actually, he will send his full force against us. But you can see, Samson is very strong. So he killed the lion with his bare hand. He ripped it just like he ripped a young goat, right? But I don't know how people lived those days, but I mean, I went to the zoo a couple of weeks ago and I saw a goat, and it's not easy to rip. You know, like, and I was holding a can of food, and I forgot to feed them, and I was holding like this, then he jumped and kicked me like that, the goat, right? And I'm sure I cannot rip that goat very easily, right? But here they say, yeah, you're just like ripping a young goat, but yeah, okay. But, and he, you know, he killed a lion with his bare hands. Did he tell his parents? Did he tell his parents? No. Why? I mean, if you do something so good, can you imagine, like, wow, I killed a lion, right? With my bare hands. Wouldn't you want to tell everybody? No. Why? Because his parents can ask you, where did you kill the lions? Oh, I went through the vineyard, right? And that's why, right? So actually, these all have to do with sin, right? Then, of course, later on, he came back from to get his woman, whatever. Then he saw that the carcass of the lions, right, have honey in it, right? And then what did he do with the honey? He took it and ate it. He's supposed to do that or no? No, he's not, right? But for him, look at, from the beginning till the end, he just continued his sin against God, worse and worse and worse. So he gave this honey to his parents. Did he tell his parents where he got the honey from? No. Why? Because actually he knows that it's sinful to do that. So don't think that Samson did not know what is right and what is wrong. He was trained since he was young to know what's right and what is wrong. But he just, you know, not willing to be obedient, not willing to do what is right. So the reason I want to share this story to you, actually, because most of you are born in TJC, just like Samson. Why? Because you have been set apart to be the chosen people of God, just like Samson. But quite often, we don't realize that when we commit sin against God, yes, even God's mercy can be abundant toward us, forgive us day by day, but there's also a limit. There will be a limit that you and I commit sin, then God's grace and God's mercy are no longer there for us. Here in the book of the story of Samson, tell us one thing, that God always used people for his purpose. But, you know, when God uses us and salvation, they are two different things. That's why when you serve God, make sure you cultivate yourself. That's one thing. And don't think that, oh, God is with me, so this means I have no problem, I have no sin. No, it's not necessary. Because those things are two different things. Remember King Cyrus, he has another name, right? God gave him another name, King Cyrus. What is his other name? You'd be in shock what his name was. King Cyrus. What did God call him? What did God call him? What is that? I'm sorry, but yes. God called him the anointed one. Can you imagine King Cyrus? Anointed for what? Actually, to fulfill God's purpose. But of course, Cyrus is a Gentile. He cannot be saved, but God used him. Right? Why? As a rod to chastise his people. So that's why for you and I, don't think. If you and I sin, the consequence of sin is death. Even though sometimes we feel that God is with us. So don't be deceived. Because quite often, right, quite often, the reason why God wants to use this, it's just to fulfill his purpose. So just like Samson here, all the sin he's committing, but God wants to give him more opportunity, right? Then he was going to go get married. And of course, when he said he had a drinking party, right? This is like a bachelor party that he had. I mean, for Samson, he shouldn't do this kind of stuff, right? He have like a drinking party, this and that. And then, of course, his wife, his future wife also going to be there. Then he gave this riddle, and then on the end that, you know, they found out the riddle, and then he had to go and kill all his Philistines, right, to get the garment. I mean, that's not the right thing to do. Of course, God wanted to use him to destroy his enemy, but there's a right way and there's a wrong way. But so he went to destroy them. Then, of course, what happened to his future wife? What happened? What's that? Yeah, she was given to another man. It's like his best man. And his best man for sure is not an Israelite, right? His best man is one of the Philistines, right? It's just so crazy. This whole story is so crazy. But don't get confused. If we read the way Samson was, he was completely a sinner. But God used him to fulfill his purpose. So nowadays, if you and I sin against God, even though sometimes God would use us to fulfill certain things, but I doubt it, because now it's very different. But sometimes, yes, God would use it for a certain purpose, but not like the Old Testament. Now, why? Because the Holy Spirit is inside of us. If the Holy Spirit is inside of us, then God can use us mightily. But sometimes when we cross to the dark side, right? Those of you Star Wars fan, right? If you cross to the dark side, really, the things that you do also come from the evil one. Come from the evil one. And sometimes you don't recognize it unless you are very sharp spiritually. But the problem is that when you cross to the dark side already, you cannot be sharp spiritually. Why? Because the evil one will take control. So that's why it's a very scary thing. So when we talk about, you know, the spirit of error and God's spirit, these two spirits, if we are not so sharp in our spirituality, it seems the same, but it's not. Why so many people, when they receive evil spirit, they think it's Holy Spirit? I mean, I don't think none of us watched that video earlier think that is Holy Spirit, right? Does anybody think it's Holy Spirit? I hope not. There's no way that can be Holy Spirit. But so many people think that it's Holy Spirit. I mean, there's thousands, there's millions of videos, these kind of videos, that people feel that it's Holy Spirit, but actually it's the evil one. So in our church, Satan works more subtle. Really think about this. I know some brothers, they're addicted to video games. I play 8 to 12 hours a day. That is demonic. But we just feel, oh, I like to do that. But no, that is demonic. And some sisters, right? You guys are addicted to soap opera, Korean soap opera. And even some mamas come to church. And during church, they have their iPad, they watch soap opera and say, listen to sermon. That is demonic. And also working too. Don't think working like, oh, I'm working 14 hours, 16 hours a day. That is something, you know, that I enjoy to do. I'm serving my family. No, it's also demonic. Why? Because the way Satan works. Why? Because if you work 14, 16 hours, how are you going to have, if you are married, how are you going to have time to take care of your family? Especially when you have children. And then how are you going to spend time with your spouse when you work that many hours? Satan has all different kind of ways to destroy us. But we must, that's why one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. With this self-control. It's nothing wrong to play video games, right? But you choose the right video games to play, like maybe Pac-Man or something like that, right? And then you also choose how long, right, you can play the video game. It's nothing wrong. The same thing with TV, right? Of course, TVs nowadays, all the programs just really crazy, right? Crazy. But we must have self-control. So everything is like that, including working. We include working. A lot of our brothers and sisters work so many hours, not because they have no money to pay the bills, because they just like to work. And then you ask yourself this question, why? Like, why? Actually, really, if you think about it, there's some spirit working behind it and make us feel like that. So that's why for me, of course, as a minister, I always put God first in my life. But my first ministry is my family, is my wife. So that's why, I try to call her every day that I'm gone, because she's by herself. If my wife is not happy, then I will not be happy. If I cannot be happy, and then I cannot serve our brothers and sisters. So, but if I'm a minister, and then I never take care of my family, I never take care of my wife, then I can never be a good example, right? Because family is first. You take care of them, because the same thing, when you get married, when you work and stuff like that, right? Because God first, then your family, then your career. So if you put everything in reverse, there's something going on that's working within us to do that. Okay? So that's why with Samson, look, he lived a life of sin, but God still used him to fulfill his purpose. But if you go to the New Testament, let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2. Book of Acts, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 38. Chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So here, when did Peter say to them, when will they receive the Holy Spirit? When? 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 Yes, after baptized. After becoming righteous in the eyes of God, then you receive Holy Spirit. So that's why, you know, when you and I kneel down and pray, even though we feel that the Holy Spirit inside of us, then when we pray, our prayer is so weak, this means there's something wrong. Because when you and I pray, it's a straight connection to God. So when we pray that you and I really should feel this peace, should feel this joy, we should be able to be so focused, then when we get up from prayer, we should feel this great joy inside our heart. Why? Because we just communicated with our God. But quite often when you and I, when we kneel down and pray, we don't feel anything. So this means there's something blocking us. And that thing is blocking us is sin. And that's why if it's sin blocking us, then we are not righteous. If we are not righteous, then we cannot be filled with God's Spirit. And then let's go to chapter 8 also. Book of Acts, chapter 8. Chapter 8. Verse 16. Chapter 8, verse 16. "For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Verse 17. "They laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." Here, once again, the Bible states that, yes, even though they were baptized, but they didn't even receive the Holy Spirit yet. Because during the time, Philip did not have the gift of laying hands. Philip, his gift was what? Philip, what was his gift? What's that? Yes, he was evangelist. His gift was to evangelize, but not no laying of hands. But when you can see when Peter and John went to Samaria, they lay hands and obviously the Holy Spirit. But after they were baptized, go to chapter 19 in Acts. So what I'm trying to stress to you is that don't think other churches have the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit comes by only when you are righteous. And when we are righteous, we come by only through baptism. There's no other way. It's not because we are good people, not because we are nice people, and nothing have to do with that. Remember the image and likeness of God, what does that exactly mean? In true righteousness and true holiness. That is the image and likeness of God. So that's why for anyone to receive the Holy Spirit, they must manifest the characteristic. And look at verse chapter 19, verse 4. Chapter 19, verse 4. Let's start from verse 5. "When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Verse 6. "And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Once again, right, the Holy Spirit came upon them after they were baptized. So it's very clear that Holy Spirit will manifest on those who are righteous and those who are holy. But there's, can you give me an example in the book of Acts that people received the Holy Spirit before baptism? Can you give me an example in the book of Acts that people received the Holy Spirit after before baptism? Yeah, chapter 10. And who is this family? Cornelius. Right? Cornelius. Why do you think Cornelius' family received the Holy Spirit before baptism? Why? 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 Remember I mentioned it yesterday, right, to you guys, right? Actually, because time is up, I'll tell you the answer, right? Verse 44. Chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Fell upon who? What's that? Yes, all those who heard the word. So that's why sometimes we have friends and truth seekers come to our church. They receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they heard the word of God and they believe inside their heart. So because of this, God blessed him with the Holy Spirit. But that Holy Spirit is to guide them, to give you strength and guide them to the truth, to let them know what they should do next. Okay? So our time is up. And I hope these two classes, before we really go into the Holy Spirit, that you realize that the Holy Spirit manifests only in the true church. But if anyone receives the promised Holy Spirit in any other churches, they will come to the true church. Because the Spirit will guide them. But quite often, other Christian denomination, they are moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Spirit moved them, right, to see, to do what is right, to know what is wrong. But it doesn't mean they receive the promised Holy Spirit. Let's bow and pray in silence.